Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. We are on Empowered by the Spirit. We are here at SCRC at beautiful Anaheim Convention Center, and we are thrilled to have back by popular demand one of the greatest people I've ever met who is an evangelist who loves the Lord, Renee Bondi. She is a recording artist. She is an author. She is someone who is an evangelist. Renee, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me again. It's good to see you both. You're looking good here.
It is such a thrill to have you back. And for those who don't know you, and certainly everyone needs to know you because you're so special, tell us about your journey. And you've had quite an interesting one, to say the least, and one in which you found that you were given a huge trial and you had to say yes to him despite this trial.
Well, when I was 29 years old, life was great. I had a super job. I was teaching vocal music at a local public high school. I was engaged to be married just 2 months away from our wedding. But then I had a very freak, bizarre fall in the middle of the night where I woke up in the middle of the night diving off of my bed onto my head, breaking my neck, leaving me quadriplegic and confined to this wheelchair. To this day, we still don't know exactly what happened. We don't. We don't know whether it was some kind of a dream I was having, where I was diving. I have no idea. I had to get over that pretty quickly, though. There was one day where my then fiance had said, you know, Renee, if you ever got a letter from the Lord today saying, this is what happened, dear Renee, blah, 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 comma, God, then what would it change? And I looked at him. I said, you know, you're right. I still would have to deal with a caregiver in the morning. I still would have to use this wheelchair. I would still be so dependent on others. And so it really was not going to change anything at all. And that was a game changer for me. 1 year after I got out of the hospital, Mike and I got married. This year we are celebrating 27 years of marriage. And then 1 year after I got out of the hospital, our pastor at our parish had asked me to come and be the youth choir director at our church, so I started doing that. And then the sweetest part of the story, though, is that 6 years after our marriage, I gave birth to a beautiful boy who's now 21 years old and a great guy, just like his dad. So we're all good and now ready to go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're also on here with my bride of 44 years.
Hello.
Marianne Greco is back with us again. And Marianne, great to have you on the show.
I'm thrilled to be here.
And we are here at busy, busy Anaheim Convention Center right now.
A lot SCRC, of praising going on.
If you don't know about SCRC, it's amazing, amazing organization that focuses on the Holy Spirit and evangelization. And we're going to talk about being called to evangelize is the title of the show, being called to evangelize. In Vatican II, we were called and with a new evangelization, and each of the popes have picked that up. You know, Saint Pope John Paul II said, we are called, it's our duty to share our faith, to evangelize. In fact, when we are baptized, we are baptized as priest, prophet, and king, and we are baptized to evangelize. As I look at you, the reality is that's what you do. You do it through song, you do it through your books, you do it through everything, is that you are evangelizing. And tell us about the importance of evangelization for you, Renee.
For me personally, it is hugely important to be able to share with others what God has done personally in our life. You know, we can't really be an evangelical Catholic Christian until we know what God has done in our life so that we can share it with others. I remember being 19 years old, not a strong Catholic. I was helping lead music at our parish, but it was Good Friday. And one of the what happened is that I was leading a hymn at the end of, it wasn't a mass, Good Friday is a service, and our song was, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Make of me what pleases you. Here I am. Here I am, Lord. And then I started crying. In the middle of the song, in the second refrain, it came out, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Make of me what... And I started bawling. I had to push another guy up to the microphone. I ran off to the side into a room, closed the door after me, and sat on the floor and just proceeded to bawl my eyes out. And I'm saying to the God at that time, are you serious? You really died for me? I thought you only died for all those really, really good Catholic women that go to daily mass, or that really, really strong person that can quote scripture anytime, or the person that prays the rosary in the car on the way to work. Not for me personally. That was the first time I could really feel that the Lord kind of cast the line, hooked me, and started reeling me in. Then the second time, well, actually there's more, but another time, I was in the hospital with my broken neck, and it was about 4 months into the hospital stay when what doctors do at that time, they start weaning you off of the hospital. So they give you a little leave for about an hour or two. My fiance, now husband, at the time said, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And I said, I just want to go to church. Now, Stephen, Marianne, I know that we can pray anywhere. I know that. But I just wanted to go to my home parish and sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament, sit in front of the altar and say, God, I give this to you. So we did. He ended up picking me up, putting me in the front seat of the car, because at that time, of course, I was fully, fully paralyzed, and rolls me down to the steps of the altar. And I remember looking up at the crucifix saying, ah, I'm home. Jesus, I don't want this wheelchair. I don't like it. I don't know what to do with it, but I know you do. So will you walk every step of the way with me? And that was another time where I felt that he casted the line, hooked me, and started reeling me in. After I kept surrendering this paralysis to him over and over several times a day, then I started having my eyes opened to what he was doing with it and through it. And I started recognizing all the little times that he showed up. Well, we can't really start sharing those stories, aka evangelizing, until we start recognizing them ourselves.
It's such a beautiful story. God makes all things into good. You know, Romans 8:28, when I thought about me through Renee, the very first thing that God put in my heart is that she lives Romans 8:28. Now, my brothers and sisters, you may ask yourself, what is Romans 8:28? And it says, in all things work for good, for he or she who loves the Lord and is called according to his purpose.
To his purpose.
And, you know, one of the things we in Orange County, of course, have Rick Warren, Saddleback Church, and Purpose Driven Life, which is really a great, great book. And it's certainly very Catholic in a lot of ways. And he works very closely with Bishop Van.
I think he's a lot closer to Catholicism than anybody thinks. I have worked closely with both of them and have been the retreat speaker for their women's retreat. I have been their speaker for their pastor's wives conference. I've been a speaker for their mothers of preschoolers and a lot of their support groups. So I've gotten to know them quite well. And I've got a smile. It's kind of like Rich Mullins before he passed. He was well on his way to Catholicism. And I feel a little bit that way with Rick.
Amen, amen. But his first line of his book, do you remember what it is, Marianne?
It's not about you.
It's not about you. And that's really, my brothers and sisters, what we're talking about as it relates to evangelization. It's not about you. You are the fifth gospel. It's your story.
Ooh, I like that. Uh-huh.
You just gave us a story. It's like we're all unique snowflakes. We're all unique stories. And we all are unique gospels. One of the things that I think about is the fact that I may be the only gospel of Jesus Christ that someone may ever hear. And so it is so critical that we love people by sharing our gospel. Marianne?
Absolutely. I think that to be the best version of ourselves is to glorify God. And if we can share our journey and how God has affected me, and that I don't have to know everything about Scripture. I just have to know how God has affected me and how God has been in my life so I can share it with other people.
And that's really what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. Do you love God enough to share your story? You know, people go, well, you know, I'm Catholic, so
we don't share our stories.
We don't evangelize. I mean, that's a Protestant word. We're going to come right back, and we're going to learn more about what does it mean to share our life and our story. We'll be right back.
Now is your chance to support Catholic education and the future of our Catholic faith. Subscribe to the OC Catholic newspaper today, and we'll make a financial contribution to the Catholic school of your choice. Simply visit OCCatholic.com/subscribe and select the school within the Diocese of Orange that you'd like to support, and we'll make a gift in your name. You also get the award-winning OC Catholic newspaper at your door with the OC Register newspaper every Sunday for 1 year. This is win-win all around. Go to OCCatholic.com/subscribe. The Diocese of Orange is excited to announce our new online store. The Orange County Catholic Bookstore has thousands of Catholic product offerings, from prayer cards to crucifixes, statues, and icons. Whether you're searching for that special devotional gift, products, or books that support your personal faith journey, or a beautiful image or statue for your home or business, please visit store.occatholic.com. Proceeds from purchases help to sustain the social outreach, educational, and pastoral ministry of the Diocese of Orange.
Hello, everyone. We're on Empowered by the Spirit with Renee Bondi, who is an amazing, amazing person, evangelist, recording artist, author, along with Marianne Greco. And we're talking about the importance of what we call evangelization. But the reality is, my brothers and sisters, do you know what the word means, evangelization, in Greek? It means good news.
Because it is
Amen.
Good news. When we are in our dark place, when we are in our prison, and I sometimes call this wheelchair a prison, we need the good news. And when we do praise our God, that's when we're reminded of how good He is, how faithful He is. But we can't really evangelize and share the good news until we identify it in our own lives when He shows up. Some of the things that we talk about often is evangelization, or the new evangelization in our Catholic Church. But so many times people think, oh, I can't do that because that's for the Rick Warrens of the world, or the Billy Grahams, or the Bishop Sheens of the world. It's I can't do that because, number one, I'm shy, or I'm introverted. I don't like being up on stage anywhere. No. You don't have to be on stage. You could be sitting with your granddaughter. You could be driving your grandson and picking him up from school. You could be sitting there doing the dishes with your daughter and saying, you know what, Ashley, I got to tell you how God showed up today. It was the coolest thing. I was heading to the grocery store and I was swamped, so busy, thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to pick up just the right cupcake mix to get the cupcakes made so that you could take it to Girl Scouts tomorrow afternoon. And I was so against time, and I raced in there, and sure enough, the grocery store was completely jammed. There was no parking spots, and I said, God, please, will you just have a parking spot show up for me? Boom, voila, ah, the skies opened, and there's the parking spot. Just being able to tell that little story, you are sharing the good news with your daughter, because it keeps God not only on their radar, but on your radar as well.
Amen, amen. And the question, my brothers and sisters, for you is that, why are you listening to this show? Why do you go to church? Why do you trust in God? You do it because you have felt something in your heart stirring, that God has touched you in a powerful way. And people need to hear that, Marianne. They need to hear, again, the fifth gospel, which is the personal story of what God has done for you.
Absolutely. You know, as grandparents, we play an important role doing that, sharing it with our grandchildren.
Yes.
And there's so many things that I have learned from friends who've shared their faith and their relationship with God, that we learn how to relate to God by listening to other people share their stories and how God has affected in their lives. So it's really a life skill that we need to share and give with others, because if we don't share with them, how are they going to know these things?
And I know that for some personalities, that's harder to do than for others. I've always been an extrovert. I've always been more outgoing. But I've noticed as I've gotten older, my husband and I have completely switched. He was the very shy one when we were dating and for the first 10, 15 years of our marriage. And I was the, extroverted one. But now after almost 30 years of marriage, we have switched. I'm the one that's quieter. I'm the one that's a little bit more in the corner. And he's the one that walks the door, as a bit of a foghorn at times. So for certain personalities, it's easier to share the good news on a grand scale or a small scale, driving in the car or at dinner. So I encourage those that are listening to identify, who are you? What kind of person are you? What is your personality type? And if you are one that's very shy and very uncomfortable, because as a Catholic, you just have not felt comfortable talking about God, because you were raised in that era that you never talked about religion or politics at all, and that means even talking about the goodness of God, then I encourage you to start. Take one small step today. Think about, what do you think about God? And when have you noticed Him show up in your life? And something that's happening today or tomorrow, do that little spiritual discipline of saying, all right, I am going to take a moment and say one, two, maybe even three sentences about God to somebody today. Would you do that today and try it? And before you do, maybe this morning or this afternoon, this evening, say, God, will you be on my lips? There's many times I prayed that on the way to the convention center today. My husband and I prayed, saying, God, would you be on my lips? Would you be in my thoughts? Would you clearly give me the words that you want to be said today? Because, ladies and gentlemen, when we pray that way, then what comes out of our mouth is not of you. So don't think it's all on your shoulders. The Holy Spirit will be on your lips, will be on your tongue. When we ask the Holy Spirit to do so, He will show up and come right out of your mouth.
Amen, amen. We're with Renee Bondi here at Anaheim Convention Center at the SCRC Conference, and we're talking about sharing the good news, evangelization, and it's so important. And Renee, you are such an inspiration in all that you do for us.
Oh, thank you.
But I want to share one additional thing for Marianne, if
sure.
that's okay. And the importance, and you brought it up briefly, Marianne, grandparents, okay? Mm-hmm. We're fortunate to have grandchildren.
Four.
But we had grandchildren that did not receive their first communion. And as grandparents, obviously we weren't thrilled about that. What did you do about that?
Well, when they were visiting me, I went to daily mass and brought them with me. And they saw the joy that I had, and they kind of grumbled because it's early in the morning, but they went and they watched, and then it got to the point where they'd say, well, I want to receive. Well, honey, you have to take the class and, sort of thing. And so we kind of encouraged them to want it, in a sense, but to really expose them to the Catholic faith, even though they weren't being exposed to it at home.
Yeah, and so then what happened? Because the reality is that you went out and got a book. You went out and wanted to start teaching them yourself, even though they weren't in classes.
Right, yeah. I always tried to share my faith in with them. And then, lo and behold, it was announced that they were going to start their first communion classes.
Yay.
Yay,
oh,
yeah. It was
good.
Exciting. And, they're older when they started, but, they appreciated it.
And did they both receive first
they
communion?
They both did. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yay, I love
yes.
that. There's two things that I think that are really important that parents and grandparents can do. When you see that your children are straying, whether it's your children or grandchildren, there's two things that I think that are very important. Number one is try so hard to not be critical not to have critical remarks come off of our tongue. Again, the Holy Spirit will truly speak through you when we ask the Holy Spirit to do so. So when you get that little edge and you're getting kind of frustrated with your adult children, to be able to stop and say, Father, speak through me. Let this not be of me. Let this only be of you. When we are critical and judgmental of our kids, that's when, of course, the wall starts going up between them and us. That's number one. But also number two, I want to share with you a story that what my mother did one time. I want to say it was about 20 years ago, 15 years ago or so. My mother lives nearby us, and she was over visiting one day, and she asked, where'd you guys go to Mass today? And we hadn't gone to Mass. We had not.
I've said that a few times.
Have you?
Yes.
And we hadn't. And I loved the way my mom said it. She said, you know, Renee, I'm a little worried. Be careful. Just be careful. Because the more you allow that to become a habit, the more it will be a habit. And then pretty soon you will find that you're no longer going to Mass, which means you're not going to be hearing the gospel. You're not going to be hearing God's word. You're not going to be receiving Him. And trust me, you need God for your life. You need His grace. You need His word in your life. Now, I could have gotten mad. Oh, Mom, she's just dictating to me one more time what to do. But I knew from where she was coming. She was coming from a place of love. And I said, all right. And I turned to my husband the next day and say, we need to get back on track again. So those are the two things. But if she was very, very judgmental and always critical in her tongue, I would have shut her down. And then number two, she said it in a way that was loving, and she called me out on it. She did.
Amen, amen. My brothers and sisters, so many of you come to me, and I'm sure to Renee, Marianne, and you say, I would love for my kids to go back to church. I'd love for my grandkids to be baptized. I'd love for certain things to happen. Well, we're hearing from Renee Bondi right now about some stories of really how we deal with that. But we're going to come right back, and we're going to tell you some very specific things that you can do to help bring your kids into stronger faith. We'll be right back.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102, 714-489-6102.
Here we are. We're back here on Empowered by the Spirit at Anaheim Convention Center, SCRC. And let's sing along with them.
Blessed be the name.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're with Renee Bondi here. We're praising God. Here is, be your name
of the Lord.
Blessed be your name.
We're all hearing right. These guys behind
we're
us, so we might as well
God.
Just join them rather than fight them. It's great to sing and
amen.
Praise with them.
And, you know, we've been talking about this evangelization, the critical nature of evangelization. And, again, we were baptized to be pre-prophet and king.
Amen.
We were baptized to be evangelists.
Amen.
When Jesus is on the Mount of Olives, right before he goes up, he said, you will receive my Holy Spirit in Acts 1:8. And then you receive power, and that power is translated into dynamite, and then you'll be my witnesses, evangelists, in Judea, in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
Yes, in New York, in Texas, in Florida, in California,
in
South America,
amen.
In Europe. That's what it translates
and
to modern day.
In your family.
That's the hardest part.
And, you know, why is that, right? Why is it so hard to evangelize those that we are closest to? Isn't that the biggest bummer and the biggest disappointment at times?
Well, it is. And so many times that you may think they're not listening, but we're going to just give you some tools right now.
You know, I have to tell you, I asked a wise girlfriend of mine. She's about maybe 15 years older than me. And when our son was, I think, in junior high, I was really looking to her because she has two now adult daughters that love the Lord like you can't believe. They're walking rock solid with Jesus. And I want that for my son. I want that for my son. And so I said, what did you do to really have them just be rock solid in their faith? And she said, starting in junior high, actually early junior high, maybe sixth grade, I prayed that the Lord would absolutely bring at least one, if not two, Christian adults up alongside them, that when they stop listening to us as parents, which most teenagers do, most college age kids do, kind of stop listening to their parents during that season, that they will listen to somebody else. So I was asking that the Lord would really bring two young adults up alongside them that know you, that love you, Jesus, that walk with you, Jesus, that they would be your voice to our young people. And so that's what I've been doing for now. And it is, I want to say, it's been working.
Amen, amen, amen. My brothers and sisters, it's so important that you understand that you have been chosen to be the parents,
yes,
or the uncles or aunts for a very specific reason. God chose you to make a difference. Now, what are some things that you can do? Because so many people feel helpless. They go, I don't know. It's out of control. I can't do anything. What's the first thing you can do? You can pray. You can praise God. We talked about that. Pray the rosary. I can't begin to tell you. I have to tell you, Renee, exactly what happened. We have three children, Marianne and I, and those three children, when they were teenagers, if I said red, they said green.
Uh-huh.
If I said white, they said black. Whatever I said was wrong.
Yes.
And so here I am in the middle of the day, and I go to church, and I was the only one in there, you know, and I look up and I said, Lord, I surrender to you. You know, it was almost like I felt, Renee, the Lord saying, well, you finally get it.
Yes,
you finally
hello.
Get it that you can't
ding,
do
ding,
it.
Ding.
And at that point in time, I felt God come upon me and say, turn to my mother. Turn to my mother and pray a decade of the rosary each day for each one of your children. That was 20 years ago. And we have seen so many miracles. We've seen our children return back to the church. My daughter and my son-in-law is their evangelist in so many different ways. Mark, our youngest here, works for SCRC, you know, and our son Paul has turned back to God. We have seen miracle after miracle, but the rosary is a form of evangelization.
It absolutely is. And I don't know if people have done this. I just newly discovered this recently. I was having some physical problems that were just really difficult. And I did something in my Hail Mary differently. And I want to maybe translate it now to praying for your children. So let's say, what was your son's name that was giving you such a hard time?
Oh, no, all three.
All three.
Okay, all three. Okay.
All three.
So, all right. And so with my son, Daniel, the second half of the Hail Mary, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for my son, Daniel, now and for the rest of the year. Amen. So I would pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
Beautiful.
And woman, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for my son, Daniel, now and at the hour of her death, but now for the rest of the year, like for the
Hallelujah.
School year or whatever. And it was so beautiful to see what would happen. And I translated that then to something physical that was happening, that I was having a problem with my bladder at one point. And Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for my bladder now and for the rest of the year. Amen.
Amen.
It's amazing how Jesus does listen to his mother.
Amen. And, you know, when we pray for our children fervently, mm-hmm. God hears those prayers from parents, grandparents.
We just have to be very patient with it, because we want it to be done today, tomorrow, next month. It may take years. It may. But God really honors our consistency, I believe.
We have to keep going, you know, but one of the things by sharing your Hail Mary, remind me that we can also put names in scripture as we pray scripture. Put our own names in or put our children's names in. And that's another powerful tool.
There is a scripture, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, that says, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it.
Amen.
And so you could insert your grandchild or your child's name, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in little Matthew will be faithful to complete it. He who began a good work in Sarah will be faithful to complete it.
Amen. And my brothers and sisters, I want you to get out wherever you are right now. If you get a pencil or your smartphone or whatever it is, if you possibly can do this, or just train yourself to remember these scriptures, or this one particular scripture right now, in addition to what Renee Bondi just talked about, and that is Acts 16:31. And let's set the stage for it.
16:31?
Acts 16:31.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Paul was just miraculously released from prison. He goes over the jailer's house, and what's the jailer going to do? The jailer's going to kill himself.
Yes.
He's going to kill himself. And basically, he's ready to kill himself, and Paul says, no, 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 no. And the jailer, in lieu of killing himself, says, you know, what must I do to be saved? What do I do to have God take over my life, my family? And Paul said, are you ready, my brothers and sisters? Paul said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you, are you ready for this? And your household will be saved.
Oh.
You and your household will be saved. That scripture is very powerful, and it's called standing on scripture. It's called believing, because this is the word of God. Just Jesus made flesh, right? Jesus says, I am the word, right? The word made flesh. So it's standing on that. We know from Timothy that it is God's desire that all be saved. You know, so God's desire is not to condemn. God's desire is for all of us to come to him.
What was that scripture one more time, so that the listeners can grab their Bibles and they can get that yellow highlighter and highlight and their household.
And their household.
It was Acts 16, you said?
Acts 16:31. It's so important that we understand that, because when we stand on scripture, when we believe, that's when, you know, the faith kicks in. The faith gets
in. Go get your highlighter right now.
Get your highlighter. Get your highlighter. 16:31. It starts out in Acts 16:30 and even 29, that he rushed in trembling with fear, fell down, and this is the jailer, between Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? That's exactly the question that every parent says, what must I do to be saved, and certainly my family? And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved.
There.
So get that highlighter out.
Got it
out.
There. Good.
Get that highlighter out.
Date it. We like
date
to date it.
Date it.
It.
Date
so
it.
That you can go back and see it again a couple years from now, and you realize, ah, oh, I highlighted that back when I was so worried about my family. And look at what he did. Look at what he did. So that's the other reason I agree, Marianne. Date it in the column, in the margin.
Right.
Good idea.
Don't be afraid to mark your Bibles.
And one additional thing in terms of scripture, and that's 2 Corinthians 5:7. 2 Corinthians 5:7. And what does that say, Marianne? Walk by what?
Faith and not by sight.
Underline that too. Walk by faith and not by sight, because
it's not always what we see happening in our children.
It's not whether they're going to church right now. It's not what's going on. It is what is going to happen. We're going to talk more about that, expecting faith and making a difference. We'll be right back.
Now on DVD and digital download, a story about finding truth, meaning, and beauty in the last place they expected.
I can't become Catholic. What, am I insane? There's no way.
A film to encourage your faith and help you reach out to others.
I thought, this is just nonsense. These people are crazy. Atheism is much more rational.
Convinced, featuring over 20 of today's most interesting and articulate Catholic voices, including Jennifer Fulweiler, Scott Hahn, Abby Johnson, and Patrick Madrid. Get convinced now at convincedmovie.com.
Hi, this is Deacon Steve Greco from Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, and we are so excited to be partnering with Immaculate Heart. And I'm also very pleased to have published my first book, 365 Days of Praise. It's a daily devotional to help you with a daily scripture reading, a reflection, and also a thought-provoking question to help stimulate your spiritual growth.
Available online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or find out more at SpiritFilledHearts.org.
Hello, everyone. We're so excited to be here at Anaheim Convention Center with Renee Bonde, who is an amazing evangelist, recording artist, and author, and Marianne Greco. And we got music in the background.
It's
praising
wonderful.
God. It's just wonderful. And we're talking about this evangelization, this new evangelization. And in particular, we've been focusing on how to evangelize those closest to us. And we've been talking about some critical aspects of praying scripture, of praying the rosary, of sharing your life, your own gospel, as to why you go to church, why you believe in Jesus Christ, what Jesus done for us. And we've talked about 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. We talked about Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved. But I want to turn to another scripture that is very important, and that's in Hebrews. And Hebrews 10, and this is, mark this down, get your Bibles out. Hebrews 10, 35 and 36, very important for all of us. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. It will have great recompense. And now, are you ready for this, my brothers and sisters? You will need endurance to do the will of God and receive what he has promised. Confidence. Endurance, perseverance. Your thoughts on that?
Oh my gosh, perseverance. In fact, our mission statement for Bonde Ministries is to direct people to God in a way that it will inspire all to persevere in a lifelong personal journey of faith. That word perseverance is important because it really tells us that this life and this spiritual life is not necessarily a sprint; it's a marathon.
Amen.
It is. And I think that what is stated in Psalm 78 is true as parents and as grandparents, speaks directly to us where it reads, proclaim the praiseworthy deeds to the next generation.
Yes.
So that means our children. That means our grandchildren. And I know earlier in the program we talked about, well, some personalities feel comfortable doing that. Some personalities don't. Some of us are raised in that generation of don't talk about politicals and politics and religion. That means even not sharing our faith, even with our own children. But that latter statement needs to go away,
yes.
I think, permanently. It really does, because our kids need to know how God has made a difference in your heart. But we can't really necessarily do that until we identify ourselves. So I have three tools that I wanted to share with you that would help us get into a place of preparation and comfort to be able to help our children and our neighbors' children and our grandchildren know who Jesus is. I have an SOS, and now years ago, SOS stood for Save Our Ship, right? It was an old naval term. But for me personally, what has helped me is my SOS to be sanctify, organize, and surrender.
Nice.
Sanctify our minds, sanctifying our minds through Scripture. I encourage all of us to get into a Bible study in our parish, whether it is parish-wide or whether it is one that's in the home. But to study God's Word, it helps us to sanctify our mind. We start memorizing those scriptures, God's words. It sanctifies our mind. The O stands for organizing our life. Organize. Prioritizing your life. Putting God first. And then our spouse. And then our children. And then our job or our ministry. Then the second S of SOS stands for surrender.
Amen.
And I don't mean just surrendering our life, which as Catholic Christians, we are absolutely called to do. But the less obvious is surrendering our anger. Sometimes we're so angry about something that's gone in our life. And I invite every one of our audience to identify what is it right now, deep-seated, that is causing our anger. Is it towards a spouse? Is it towards a child? Is it towards God? Is it towards an employer? Whatever it might be, identify that and then surrender it 7, 8, 9 times a day to our Lord. All of these tools will help us prepare our hearts and our minds to be able to live a calm, peaceful life in freedom with Jesus. So sanctify, organize, surrender. Now, once we've been doing that daily for weeks, months at a time, now the Holy Spirit has been able to break our heart enough so that he can come whoosh,
amen,
into our hearts and begin that healing and give us that warmth of grace. So now we are calm. Now we are living as a spirit-filled heart to be able to work and now not be afraid to say, Jesus, now give me the words that you want me to share with my children. Give me the words that you want me to share with my grandchildren. Open my eyes to recognizing you in my life so that I can just speak freely. And I want to say that when we share with our kids, you know, we've all seen our kids' eyes gloss over when we wax on too long. When we're, oh, there she goes again. There's mom talking about God again. We've seen that before. So I encourage you to use that phrase, get in, get out. Say it quickly. Man, let me show you how God showed up today. Oh my gosh, he did this. Oh my gosh, the check came just the right time to meet our needs to pay for that mortgage. Get in, get out. After that, turn around and say, okay, what's for dinner? Let's go. Don't wax on, but just pop it out and then get out.
Amen. We're with Renee Bonde here, powered by the Spirit, Marianne Greco, and she's given us some great tools. And some additional tools is say grace. I know that sounds like, you know, what's the big deal about that? But you say grace not just at home, but also at a restaurant. And when you say grace, pray for other people and pray for what you're thankful for. And so little things like that, like, for example, in Thanksgiving, when you write out and have everyone say what they're thankful for.
I know every year the family goes, oh, here she goes again. But we would change it up. I'd write scripture and put it as a little place setting in front of them.
Perfect.
And they'd have to read their scripture. Or think of a word, their name, and they had to think of a word that they were thankful for. Something little, and they kind of, some in the teenage years, tough, they kind of growled. But, you know, they did it.
They remember it.
Yes.
Years later, they do. Another idea at Christmas time that would be coming up, that whether it's Christmas Eve or whatever your Christmas gathering is, Christmas Day, is to have somebody bring out their Bibles. Well, actually, let me back up. We've done it a couple different ways, actually, in our family. And I'm trying to remember which one is the most powerful. But either way, you would either take your own Bible or have everybody bring one, and you read the Christmas story. And what we have done is what we've said is that, okay, we're all going to read, maybe we'll read, pass it to Billy, and Billy will start and read 3 verses. And then Billy passes it on to Sarah, and she reads the next 3 verses. But before we start, we pray. One person will pray, say, God, open our eyes to something new in the Christmas story today. And it's amazing the conversation that goes on afterwards. Now, remember, not every child's going to share, and that's okay. That's okay. But I'm always amazed by how, as scripture is God breathing, that all of a sudden one child will go, oh, I never paid attention.
Amen.
That the 3 wise men did blah, blah, blah.
Amen.
It's amazing how God will open up their eyes.
Amen.
So I encourage you just to try something new this year.
Amen. And, you know, it is the little things that make a difference. I would pray with my daughter over the phone. And when someone says, I've got this test coming up or that, you know, when she was in college or whatever it might be, and she would say, oh, Dad, that makes me feel uncomfortable. She didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Well, interesting thing happened. She gets married, has children. She calls me up and says, Dad, can we pray like we did before?
Oh, I love that.
You know, and you see that. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Persevere.
Another thing that reminds me of it, I brought it up to date by texting for the Lord. And as my children are adults, I tried to send them a blessing every day, but via text.
Sweet.
And and Steve says, wait, I don't get one. So now, I need to send him texts. But
no, but when you say a blessing, what do you
I just made the Lord bless you today and keep you safe and to be an encourager,
to say you are holy, you are blessed,
thank you, God,
you are
for
filled
this
the Holy Spirit.
I love to be
an encourager. So I text my son and we go back and forth and I say that today's going to be a great day. Don't forget to praise him for no matter what's happening. So it is a sense of encouragement. Renee, it has been so wonderful having you on the show here for these 2 weeks. Can we get you back?
Absolutely. Again? And I love the fact I want to do a big shout out to SCRC. If you've not been to this conference before, please come. You got to know about that. And I know families that came every year to the youth track. So if you're looking for something else to do, bring your kids to the youth track at SCRC and do these kind of Catholic conference youth tracks, whether it's your diocesan youth event, whether it's a National Catholic Youth Conference, whether it's the SCRC youth conferences. Do not underestimate the power of somebody else sharing Jesus with your kids.
Amen, amen, and thank you, Marianne. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the men, women, children, everyone listening in. May they be filled with your love and your Holy Spirit, to the power of your love, the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we'll be back with you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio. For